This is the Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. This weekend on the big island of Hawaii, thousands of insanely fit triathletes will go on the ultimate quest to win the Ironman World Championship. They're going to swim for 2 miles in the open ocean, then bike 100 miles, and then run a marathon. The winner will generally be considered one of the fittest people alive. But seriously, 100 miles on a bike and then a marathon, is that even healthy? To get into the mind of one of these super athletes, reporter Alex Smith crashed an Ironman training session.
For a handful of triathletes training in a suburban Kansas City pool, simply swimming laps is too easy. Instead, they've got their legs constricted so their arms do the work of dragging their bodies through the water. The area is actually an Ironman training destination for reasons that might surprise the locals. Triathlete Sarah Piampiano says she comes here because Kansas City in late summer is a lot like Hawaii.
The environment here is actually fairly similar to the type of environment that you get in Kona, both in terms of the heat and humidity and wind, and also the type of terrain that's here.
But Piampiano isn't here for any luau. The San Francisco athlete is the third-ranked female qualifier in the world for the Ironman Championship in Kona, and she lives her life in cycles of training and recovery. That includes weeks prior to the event in a particularly intense training routine that pushes the limits of what the human body is capable of.
So yesterday I had a double ride and a run. So in the morning I did a 2.5-hour ride with 6x8-minute intervals. And then immediately off the bike, I got my running stuff on and did a 30-minute run where I did 5 rounds of 1 minute at a 5-minute, 30-second per mile pace.
It adds up to around 350 miles of cycling, 50 miles of running, and 25 miles of swimming per week. She has to eat even when she's moving to get between 7 and 9,000 calories a day. But it doesn't stop just because she does. Piampiano's sleep, which starts between 7 and 9 each night, is also carefully tracked by her coach.
It may seem nice and relaxing to have your feet up and going to bed early, but it is structured and there is quite a bit of pressure around that as well.
This is a long way from the life she first set out on. The 36-year-old was once a mergers and acquisitions banker on Wall Street and had an adrenaline-fueled lifestyle to match.
I was smoking 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I was going to bed late. I was partying with my friends all the time. I didn't get much sleep. I wasn't eating very well. And on a bet with a friend, I ended up going and doing my first triathlon.
Since leaving banking behind to go pro in 2012, her life has become almost monastic by comparison. She says it can seem ridiculous even to her at times.
I sleep, I eat, I train, I eat, I sleep. I train, I eat, I sleep, I train.
It's easy to imagine her life as the pinnacle of health, but that's debatable.
You know, I joke with people sometimes to say, you know, doing triathlon's a healthy lifestyle. Doing the Ironman kind of tips over that edge a little bit.
Triathlon coach Ken Welsh works with everyone from first-timers to Kona-level contenders. He's watched an explosion of interest in the sport in recent years, particularly in the Ironman, which is about 4 times the length of an Olympic triathlon. He says successful triathletes are often type A personalities, like Piampiano, who refuse to take no, even if it's coming from themselves.
And the body's like, forget this, I'm done. And half your brain's going, yeah, we agree with the body, stop, stop, stop. And the other half of the brain's going, come on, you train for this.
For mere mortals, a cross-training routine of running, swimming, and cycling would usually be considered safer than focusing on one sport. But studies show that triathletes get hurt at least as often, if not more, than pure runners because of the intensity and sheer volume of training they do. That's especially true for newcomers. But there's a more insidious danger: overtraining syndrome. Scientists are still trying to understand exactly how it works, but researcher David Niemann says it has a lot to do with the immune system. Anytime we do serious exercise, we suffer tiny routine injuries, and that triggers the immune system to jump into action.
It goes in to actually engulf and take away some of the debris, some of the proteins that have escaped from the ruptured muscle cells. And then there's a big repair process and inflammatory process that goes on until everything's back to normal.
Neiman is the director of the Human Performance Lab for Appalachian State University in North Carolina. He says that when athletes don't get enough recovery, the immune system gets overwhelmed, and that can short-circuit regulation systems throughout the body, not just the immune system, but the brain and hormones. Athletes get exhausted, sick, and depressed, and the push-through-it strategy of some triathletes can make things a lot worse.
We have cases that we've worked with where it can take 2 or 3 years to get over it, and some runners claim they never feel the same again.
The bright side of so many people getting into Ironman and other extreme endurance sports is that it gives researchers more opportunities to study overtraining syndrome. That research has led Neiman to think these events are probably best left to the rare genetically gifted specimens among us.
These very lean, light-framed individuals, they manage this a lot better than the 98-99% of the rest of humanity.
But even within that elite group, recovery isn't something to brush off. Sarah Piampiano admits she didn't realize how demanding the cycles of both training and recovery would be. She now recognizes many newcomers who aren't as serious as they should be about the yin and yang of the sport.
You can see people with this phenomenal talent who are either emotionally immature or get injured quite frequently, and they just don't take the time to really get to know themselves and what works for them or doesn't work for them.
But instead of slowing her down, she now looks at the long game balancing act as a test of greatness.
And you see other athletes who aren't necessarily as strong of athletes per se, but they're just so smart in their training and how they execute in races, and some of them are world champions.
The latest crop of world champions are being crowned this weekend when Piampiano and triathletes from around the world cross the finish line in Kona. For The Pulse, I'm Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is a reporter with KCUR in Kansas City.